Blog Talk Radio.
I am a big fan and supporter of the president, and I am super excited
regarding the second inauguration of President Barack Obama and the First Family. Super, super excited. Well, the President and Vice President has officially both been sworn in as of yesterday, but today is our day, America's day and the world's day, and you will not be able to peel me away from all media, all to also share what news I get also regarding this amazing day. Ever since I was a little girl, I always loved watching the inauguration day anyhow, and it is good to see the second inauguration going on. Also looking forward to also hearing Beyonce. It's just super, super fun. We have a guest scheduled for today, but it's a two-part interview, so he's also scheduled for next Monday also. So maybe I would, because I told him, I said, I'm going to be talking the inauguration and talking the MLK birthday for 30 minutes. But hopefully my longtime male BFF, Alatino Brown, many of you know him, those of you on Facebook, and those of you that are a part of his amazing network system that he created, and also those of you in L.A., because he and his family, his wife, and all are very instrumental in the L.A. community, and so on. He's worked many decades. You know, we love talking about business. So he's worked many decades. He's a graduate of UCLA, a product of UCLA, and I love UCLA and USC. And so he's a product of UCLA, and he's been in the computer business. But he's been working in corporate America pretty much since he graduated from UCLA. And now he's transitioning into being a successful entrepreneur and helping others become very successful also in their own right. And I love networking with him. He is, and he's filled with a wealth of information. And ever since I created, he and I probably have been seriously, effectively networking with one another probably 2 years. And he really introduced, like, the concept of his business, Online Communications Plus, to me probably a little over a year ago. And, you know, I started this internet show in March of 2011, but I know I have been getting at him pretty much since last spring about getting on the show. But whenever we're talking, whenever we're networking, he is always filling me up with a wealth of information, and that's a lot of information to digest. And on Friday, he was just filling me up with information, and I'm like, you got to get on the show real soon. You prefer come on this Monday or next Monday, because I like to have adequate time where all parties involved can promote and let people know, let their friends know, their peers know, their staff know, you know, what's going on and when they're going to be on the show. That's how you really spread the word, you know. Marketing, sales and marketing is my forte, and it's all about promoting, all about marketing and getting it, spreading the word. And I thank you all that spread the word about Culture Shock Entertainment Report. So it's just amazing. But hopefully he will call in and talk with us, but it's scheduled to be a two-part show. Throughout the show, I'll provide more information about Mr. Alatino Brown, because, you know, it's amazing, because I love when guests come on the show and they talk about how they balance their life and they share good information. And he is a man of faith and who prays a lot and recommend a lot of positive words to those that he network with and work with. So I just wanted to let you all know about that, because he's gonna talk about also not just his business life, but how he balances being a successful, well-rounded, live a well-balanced life as a endearing husband, not only father, but grandfather, and then being instrumental in the community, which you see pictures on the promo of the show. That's he and one of my favorite politicians, the mayor of L.A., and also outdoing community work. So I think, you know, that's all, you know, that's just great, you know. So hopefully he'll call in and talk with us, and we'll talk about his business, and he'll talk I know he has a lot to say about the inauguration day and also MLK, and we will talk in full-fledged on next Monday, most definitely regarding his business, online communications, and then his other, he's like snowballed into other businesses like cyberspace and cyber chapel. Just networking out of this world, effectively networking. We can just network. Like I tell you guys, I've been successful in work. I've been successful, you know, working independently as an entrepreneur. But right now, I feel like I'm just an entrepreneur. I don't feel like I'm a successful entrepreneur. So that is what I'm working on, becoming a successful entrepreneur. You know, we go through different stages in our lives. I'm successful, just so good on the inside and that piece on the inside. But, you know, I'm advancing my education and getting proper licenses so I can not only be the successful entrepreneur that I should be, but also assist others in becoming successful in their lives and in their endeavors. But what's important is how you feel on the inside, right? Because I've been wonderful on paper and successful, and you know, I've really been happy. But sometimes it's that little nugget in us, that nugget that feels like a void. And see, that void that I have felt before, like some of you feel occasionally, I mean, it's filled with peace. I don't feel that void anymore, so I feel that there's definitely the sky is the limit. And I thank God, putting God first, those of you that never stop praying for me and still pray for me and pray for me now, you know. And I love praying for you because isn't it something about praying for others? Doesn't it, like, bring strength from within? You know, when you pray for others, it does something within your own life, within your own aura. I mean, it does for me. And the prayer warriors know exactly what I'm talking about. But I'm going to the chat room. The number is 714-409-0614. Thank you for those of you that like to network with me. Been a big weekend for Prince. He had a successful run from Wednesday through Saturday at the Dakota Club and Restaurant in Minneapolis at the Nicolette Mall. And congratulations to him, and congratulations to us also, those of us that are looking forward to an amazing 2013 of Prince MPD. And he has new band members, and it appears that they are on fire. I have not heard or read a bad review regarding his open rehearsals. And again, those of you that attended those events, I'm telling you that, I don't know, some of you realize how amazing and exclusive that was. That was very exclusive. That was very exclusive and intimate at that. I mean, musicians and artists, and those of you that are friends or related to musicians and artists, you know, even your average garage band does not hold open rehearsals. You know what I'm saying? So those of you that are neighbors to garage bands, you know I'm telling the truth. You know, so that is amazing to see an A-lister hold not only open rehearsals, but open auditions. That is just amazing. But again, it's a hot, fun day, and it's Motivating Monday day. And, of course, I'm still stuck on my book, Walk Off the Weight, of Michelle Stanton. And to be honest, I'm seriously, like, practicing what I preach. I'm reading this book, and I'm following the instructions, and I am going to start journalizing in it. Because I haven't been writing in my book, in my journal, so I'm going to start writing in my journal and everything this week. But I've been really digesting, and I'm going to follow it. I'm going to follow the plan, and we're going to talk about other books also. And you all be sure to share with us, of the listening audience and I, or what are your favorite books and gyms to go to. I'm just amazed at my online friends, especially my Facebook friends, and the amazing trainers that are reaching out to me also, and reaching out to my friends, and a lot of my friends that have gone back to living the healthy lifestyles that they once lived, and so on. So very enthusiastic. I see that many people, even though you are sticking to your resolutions, I see many that set out resolutions last year stuck to them. The Big Loser was good last night. Man. But before we go any farther, I want to congratulate Baltimore Ravens and the 49ers, those two Harbaugh brothers, are going to be going at it against each other. So this is going to be amazing. Which brother am I going for? 49ers. That's the team I'm rooting for. I'm just letting that spin it out there right now. I like Baltimore. Of course, I'm Puerto Rico, but I love the 49ers. And so I'm going for the 49ers in the Super Bowl. But it's going to be an amazing Super Bowl, and I guess we got a lot of sports talk to talk about, huh? And I know hockey fans are glad that the hockey is back in full effect. But without further ado, let's keep on going and doing our thing. Here's America the Beautiful. This is Imprint, who is UK-based, and you can hear this song and more from music at ReverbNation.com.
Oh, beautiful and poison whore, by terror you do reign. For war and oil you destroy, and all done in God's name. God cast his shame on him.
Wow. Yes, America, the beautiful. That's Imprint. Check. And she's based in the UK, but check more of her music out. And America the Beautiful out at ReverbNation.com. And I'm on Twitter, and I was checking out Good Morning America tweets, and George Stephanopoulos had said, not since Eisenhower had a president taken the oath 4 times. And you can follow and tweet, if you don't follow and tweet the president at Barack Obama. And also there's Obama Inaugural at OBAMAINAUGURA. That's for the Obama inauguration. Keep us abreast on what's going on. And like right now, I'm looking at a tweet from like 12 hours ago that shows the hashtag #NOT2013 parade floats have arrived in D.C., including a picture of the President Obama's home state. And also, if you haven't, check out the White House Facebook page, amazing Facebook page with amazing information and, you know, with links to where you can watch the festivities live online. I need to check my recent emails, like the one that's been happening like right now this morning, because I get a lot of emails from the White House, from White House Gov. So, you know, but the Facebook page is amazing and informative, and the Twitters are amazing too. And then there's one at Democratic governors, and but this is about America. This is about all of us, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, those of us that don't even care about politics. But this is America. This is a day, and for those of us, those of you in the world who love America also. So this is an amazing day. So check it out again. Obama inaugural, and also, you know, the different networks, Today Show, Good Morning America, the Early Show, and Fox's. But I was just really like checking out a tweet by George Stephanopoulos over Good Morning America. And then there's the Secret Service Twitter handle is Secret Service. And then there's the Metro Inauguration, Homeland Security. Oh, wow. U.S. Capitol is U.S. Capitol. And so just, you know, stay abreast. You may not be able to you know, check it out on the tube or online, but you might be able to glance at your Android throughout the day to see what's going on. So getting emails now, so I'm trying to see if there's any emails regarding the inauguration. So I will keep you abreast, and I thank you again for networking with me. And a big shout out to those of you that inspire me, listeners, to peers, old friends from my childhood, new friends, those of you that are only acquaintances but are good inspirations, those of you that are business contacts, creative minds. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your support. You are amazing. This is January 21st, Martin Luther King Holiday, Inauguration Day. What's the next holiday? We have other holidays coming up. We have Groundhog Day coming up, Valentine's Day. I mean, we have a lot of good things going on and happening. But again, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Look forward to True God being a guest again in the near future. Also, still need to confirm those dates for King Trill and for El DeBarge Jr. Also, my dear friend, opera singer, educator, Sheila Ramsey, is coming soon. Guess what? To promote her book. She has authored a book, so she's going to come on and talk about her book. I know we're going in a whole other direction. So that's going to be fun. I'm just letting you know about some people that will be on. We'll be having production engineers on, more authors and so on. So it's just going to be a fun time. Here's Andre Simone. He's definitely on my wish list as a guest in the near future. Andre Simone.
I'm not afraid to die.
Andre Simone. Tweet him at Andre Simone, and also check out Andre Simone, the childhood friend and original bandmate of Prince's, at AndreSimoneBandcamp.com. That song, I repeated over and over again, was inspired by the president. And he has another song called American Dream. So, yay. Well, it's Debbie Hamilton. How you go?
It was a Friday night around about 9. We were close to the county line. And Jimmy Daniels Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me. Nowhere special we had to be. But we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year. Had a tank of gas and the sky was clear. A little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're going, it's how you go.
Living in the moment and taking.
Yay! Today, I'm on the White House Facebook page. Today, the presidential inauguration, January 21st, 2013, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So, friends worldwide, you can watch online, also live at wh.gov. Hashtag on Twitter is hashtag INAUG2013. And, of course, the president and the vice president both were officially sworn in on yesterday, but today is the day that all of that good stuff will happen. We'll take the oath of office in front of everybody, the world, on today. But he was sworn in on yesterday with the oath of office. Today we'll be using not only Abraham Lincoln's Bible, but on this day, Martin Luther King, federal birthday holiday, Martin Luther King's Bible, too. So it's just going to be an amazing thing. I cannot wait to see the attire of a lot of people. I know a lot of fashionistas listen to the show, so a lot of us want to see who people are wearing. Not just the first lady and the girls, but also we want to see what the president is wearing and the vice president and everybody, right? Because, you know, this is just a day to celebrate. And so regardless of who we voted for or not, it is America's Day. And I hear that the president will have amazing words for those that did not vote for him. Because he showed much love for those that did not vote for him, and know that those that didn't vote for him love America and love him too, you know. And so he's appreciative because we're all citizens. There are those that didn't even vote at all. So it's better to vote than not to vote. Well, I won't even say, because people that don't vote have their reasons also. And some people can't vote, you know, because of certain things in their life, things that happen. So, you know. But still, this is a day to celebrate and a day to put all differences behind and to spread love and congratulate the president and the first fam and ourselves also for this amazing country, and definitely to show a lot of love. I don't know about you guys, your state. I talked about this on Facebook over the weekend. Here in the state of Mississippi, a lot of people are rallying. Gun owners and those that believe in the Second Amendment have been rallying in our capital. I live in the capital of Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi, and a lot of people have been rallying together to as proponents of the Second Amendment right to bear arms. And so I'm just giving you all a little, some of you probably seen it on news, and maybe your states also, those that support the Second Amendment right to bear arms, are also rallying and getting together. But I know it was reported like Friday night by our local media that, oh, my God, somebody's sharing some news with me that, oh, Pianki, you know Pianki, a friend of Blog Talk Radio and calls in to the different shows. Pianki said that, I think this is very callous to remove the individual who was exercising his First Amendment right. He says that, I'm also having fun with one of my worldwide friends that I love talking with in the chat room. Pianki says that American rapper Lupe Fiasco was thrown off stage by security guards as he performed a 40-minute anti-Obama song during a pre-inauguration event at Washington, D.C. concert last night. I had not heard about this. And Lupe Fiasco is a very talented rap artist, and he was thrown off a stage. But you know, Pianki always come up make good points, and I'm sure many of you agree with Pianki. And Pianki says that it doesn't make sense. You know, that was his first. He says, I think it was very callous to remove Lupe from stage. He was exercising his First Amendment right. See, we're talking about First Amendment rights. We're talking about Second Amendment rights. And like I said, right now in the state of Mississippi, a lot of proponents of the Second Amendment right are like, hey, we have the right to bear arms. And local media have been visiting a local hunting, fishing, and outdoor stores, and literally bullets are sold out, especially 22 bullets, caliber bullets, are, like, sold out. So sold out. And then I was talking with my attorney on Facebook, and he said in the state of Texas that either they're sold out or you can only purchase like a limit of like two packages of bullets because of the, you know, they're selling out like crazy. So, wow. But Pianki goes on to say that maybe back in the day, MLK should have deported when he spoke against the Vietnam War. And Pianki says that if black organizers were behind this response, they should be ridiculed and ashamed. Pianki would really make some good points. And Pianki comes from a direction that you don't even see coming. Because if you all never listened to Pianki, Pianki calls in and talks about, he's a very successful retiree from the steel industry, living in the Midwest, and he is not shy about what his point of view. And I believe a lot of you probably agree with him, but I hadn't even heard about the situation of Lupe Fiasco performing. I know he's a talented guy. And I think during the campaign season, I think I remember something about he and another rap artist and I kind of heard that there was something going down because I don't think he was voting for Obama and something. I have to go back. But I'm going to share this article that Pianki is sharing with me on my various social networking sites because I hadn't even heard about it. I haven't seen it in my emails or anything. So thank you so much, Pianki, because we all want to practice our freedoms, right? Our freedom to live as American citizens and to change laws where they need to be changed, right? So thank you, Pianki. Pianki really brings a lot of things to our attention. So this is just super amazing. So wow, I hadn't heard that. But I'm sure you're going to share it. Again, the inauguration begins today at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and you can watch online and also tweet. The hashtag is INAUG2013. Now we have a caller, and I love the White House Facebook page, even though I need to check my, and I think you can visit whitehouse.gov, because it says start date, April 30th, 1789. And those of you that want to send, like, congratulation cards to the president, you all know the address, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 2500. My mother and I need to send them a thank you card because the president and the first lady included my mother on the holiday green card list this year. And so we were so excited when my mother received the Christmas card. And so we had been, you know, I had gone out of town and all that good stuff. So now I'm back, and my mom was like, well, we need to send them a card, a nice card, and thank them, you know, because, that's cool. That's cool to be added on the president's list because there's billions of people out there that could be on the list. And so when you're on that list, because, you know, some they send some citizens birthday cards, you know. So she's on that holiday list, so it was a big deal to us, you know, really. So we have a caller. It might be Mr. Alatino Brown to share with us and pique our interest regarding next Monday when we really have go into full-fledged discussion about all his endeavors on Online Communications Plus and all, a lot of other good stuff, okay? But thank you, Pianki. Pianki really brings a lot of things to our attention, and I've been having a blast of a good time talking with fellow animal lover, one of my friends on the other side of the world, who I love, chatting with during the broadcast. And he listens to the archive shows. So those of you that listen to the shows, like if you missed, I didn't get a chance to hear the whole show. Thank you for listening to the archive shows also, okay? Because I mean, 24/7 when I'm not online. And all of my friends here in the blogtalkradio.com community, if you miss a live broadcast, you can always listen to a show that you missed or whatever, anytime. You can hear every show I've ever aired since March 21st, 2011. I mean, really. But I'm so glad that Pianki shared this with me because I did not know. I might see it in my email. I'm going to do my best to dip into another email box. But I'm so glad because I've been watching ABC News overnight and some other news, and I hadn't seen anybody mention. I heard that Barbara Walters fell and is hospitalized, and so we're praying for her to get well soon. So you know how she really wanted to be a part of the events today, but, you know, she's hospitalized and injured, so 83 years young, and she's, you know, got to take care of herself. We all got to take care of ourselves, right? So let's go ahead and see who's on the line. I hope it's Mr. Alatino Brown, one of my best male BFFs, and he's a businessman. Or, you know, it might be just one of my other callers. So I love it when you guys call in. And, wow, recently we've been hearing from New York. We've been hearing from L.A. and a lot of places. But thank you, Pianki. Hello, happy MLK Day and Inauguration Day.
Well, happy MLK Day and inauguration, and happy new year to you, Ms. Beth. This is Alatino Brown of Online Communications Plus.
Oh, one and only Mr. Alatino Brown. Here he is.
How are you?
Listeners, we're happy, enthusiastic, excited about this being like a double holiday. Martin Luther King
Fantastic.
Day. The inauguration day of the second inauguration of President Barack Obama and the first family. So it's a very exciting day. And this is a Motivating Monday, and you are one of the most motivating people that I know. So we're listening to you because I know you've been a busy body. And we're looking forward to talking with you on next Monday also.
Oh, yes. I look very forward to speaking to you guys on next Monday. I have been so busy and caught up in doing and releasing. I sent you yesterday an update on what we've been doing. And OMG, I must say that God is great, number one.
Amen. That's what I tell the listeners, that you are a man of faith, that you spread the love of God, not only do you have online communications plus and cyberspace, but Cyber Chapel. And that's why I told the listeners, I'm like, okay, he's so filled with so much information. I was like, Friday when we were networking, I was like, you got to come on because you filled me up with so much info. I'm like, everybody just need to hear from you. All the projects that you're working on.
Okay,
and from looking
at
your pictures, all the lives that you are touching.
It's really, as they used to say in old school, off the chain.
Exactly.
And I just left a basically a 9-hour meeting. We were supposed to get together at 11 o'clock in the morning, and the meeting was only scheduled to run till 1. I didn't get out of the meeting or leave the studio until 9 p.m. Okay? So please forgive me for being late. I'm not usually late, but God tapped me on the shoulder. He said, open your eyes and look at your computer. Once again, I sleep with my computer. Not that my wife is upset or anything, but that's the way it's been this week.
I know, because I know when you and I are messaging each other, and you're like, my computer's right here in front of me, and I'm like, I guess your wife is like, this man is a workaholic, but she loves it. That's one thing I told the listeners. I was like, not only is he talking about his life working in corporate America successfully and then becoming an entrepreneur and helping others, but then how are you living such a well-balanced life with being a devoted husband, a father, grandfather, then been an instrumental part of the community. Wow.
All I can say is OMG and thank you. Oh, my God, and thank you very much. That's it. But, you know, it's really when it boils down to it, it's a labor of love. And the people that I'm surrounded by, not my staff, but the people who have come to me for assistance of late have actually been a godsend, not only to me, but to themselves. And the chemistry is phenomenal. I really couldn't ask for a better, but not only people to work with, but work with me, the people that work for me, and in working through things that we have to, it's refreshing. What makes it even better, if as a whole, we're not just a black group or people of ethnic background. We're so diversified that it really does. We don't see color at all, which is the joy
exactly.
of it. And nobody sees anybody as a threat to each other's well-being. We all own our own businesses and also have our own lives and other pursuits. But we came together out of a mutual vision to bring people of color out of the ignorance that they have, the fear that they have of jumping in with both feet, and as Nike says, just doing the damn thing. Really, I mean, I hate to sound this way, but, you know, we're not on the FCC control status, so people, please understand, reality time is here. Everybody right now has the potential to be just as educated as Mr. Obama, just as polished as Denzel Washington, with the savvy and finesse of, I don't know, give me a start. Everybody has that same potential. Only
exactly, and regardless of educational level, because I know friends that, you know, GED or no GED, high school, to those with PhDs and masters. It's all on how you educate and the training that you go through now.
No, not
and
even
having
that.
And having good common sense. Gotta have some good common sense.
No, it goes even simpler than that. Get up, put
preach.
One foot in front of the other. Step up and stand out, period.
Say, Lord, give me strength, huh? Pray to the Lord. Lord, give me strength and just
Lord,
do it, huh?
No, Lord, thank you for letting me open my eyes. Now let me see what I can do to make my life better. That's easy.
Amen.
It's not rocket science, but a commitment of self to go forward. Period. I mean, Uncle Jam's army used to say, hit hot damn, get off your ass jam. Okay?
Yeah.
It's just that simple. It's that simple.
You take a lot of people back.
Come on. I'm 55. I'm still doing backflips in gymnastics. I'm still
exactly.
Okay? If I can
yes.
do it, you can do it. The difference between you and me is I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm not saying I'm blessed with any special talents, even though God has showered them on me. It's about using them every day. You know, a lot of people don't want to move. They're afraid to move. They don't know how to move. They don't want to ask any questions. They don't want to know. Therefore, they don't have to do anything. So they complacently go about their day after day after day after day. It gets boring.
And there's nothing wrong with asking a question. There's nothing wrong with asking a question. I know. I said, there's nothing wrong with inquiring and asking questions. I remember when I was in elementary school. I mean, when I was in elementary school, teacher, and then teachers throughout my life have always said, you know, ask. You know, the answer. And then if the answer is no, if it's a yes or no answer, then no never killed anybody. Just the word no. You know. So
ask. You never know. And if you don't seek the knowledge, how the hell are you going to learn?
Exactly. And earlier, I don't know if you were listening to the show earlier, but I was bragging on you being a product of UCLA. And then you come on talking about it, you know, regardless of where you at, it doesn't matter. So I'm bragging on you being a product of UCLA and working in corporate America when after you graduated and all that, and your transition from working in corporate America. So some people might say, well, yeah, you're a product of UCLA. It's easy for you to say that it's
I'm
easy.
A product, I never thought I would hear myself say this and understand why I said it. And it's all about every day with God is a self-reality check. It also is it's a way of putting yourself in a perspective that to others who don't see the light, your job is to share the light with them. As you do, you become the instructor. The way you become an instructor is you have to learn what you're dealing with. Anything that you do, you should know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what will be the end result. If you don't, okay, you're lost, aren't you? Because you don't know how the things are going to play out. Okay. The only thing that you should never know how it plays out is a work in progress. But if you start with a plan, bring in the right people, understand why you're doing it, develop your skills and experience on what it is you're trying to do, see how others are doing it, and try to improve on that over and over and over and over and over again, you will begin to develop a pattern. That pattern is called successful training.
Successful training.
Without training. Not one athlete in the world has ever... Michael Jordan did become a success by going out every so often to the backyard and shooting a couple hoops, walking back in there, eating, sitting down, playing video games. No, that didn't happen. Michael Jordan went out every day, hour after hour after hour after hour after hour after hour, every day, shooting hoops. He went from making one hoop in 10 minutes to two, to three, to four. Pretty soon, every time he looked at the basket, he made the shot. I used to tell my son, practice makes perfect. My son turned around and told me, practice makes better.
Wow.
I was always told it made perfect. So I kept practicing. Okay? Every day you practice to get better. When you deal with God, every day is a better day. People ask me, why do I laugh and smile so much all the time? Being sad is not going to get me motivated to do anything better. Number one, being sad is a waste of time. Okay? So you learn, and my favorite preacher is Joel Osteen. And he said,
I love him. He and his wife both.
Yeah. Don't let anyone steal your happiness. The world is so negative because they're hurt. They're looking for something better. But they don't know where something better is. They don't realize that God is the answer. But before you go to God, you have to check yourself and say, this isn't right. What else can I do? Then you realize there is a higher power. Then let yourself go to him. Trust and believe that he's already has the plan. He's just waiting on you. You deny yourself the benefits. You don't think you deserve the benefits. You don't even think it's possible for somebody like me to actually be who I am. Well, you're wrong.
Wasn't it scary to you transitioning from working in corporate America for how many years and then stepping out?
Oh, God, ever since 1980.
Uh-huh.
1980, I started. There was no such thing as a cell phone, a smartphone, a laptop, an iPad. It wasn't.
I remember when beepers were popular, and that was just a big deal.
that's another 15-minute discussion. Well, I'll start it. Let me put it this. Technology is always going to change. It doesn't mean that it's always going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Here's how online communications came about as a result of corporate America.
Okay.
When leaving UCLA, I wasn't sure what I was going to be other than a corporate lawyer, go out, mergers, acquisitions, takeovers, all the good things that came with being an attorney or having the ESQ, driving the Mercedes, you know, sitting there in corporate America with your suit and tie and big board meetings on the penthouse floors, going, okay, well, $100,000 a year.
That was back in the yuppie days, wasn't it?
Most definitely. And yes, I had my IVAC sweater. I was a preppy. I will not lie. To this day, I'm a preppy. Okay. But more importantly, what I learned in life a long time ago, my grandparents, I will give credit to raising me and for making me responsible to who I am today. Sure, I'm not saying I'm 100% perfect. Oh, heck no. But, you know, let's go back to getting this together first, and then let me tell you about my incredible staff and how we got together. Okay.
Okay.
Number one, when I first started out of UCLA, I never let anyone tell me what was happening. I needed to know for myself. That was number one. My grandparents taught me to always question the integrity of or the validity of what people tell you. Whoever it is, get it validated. And I'm like,
that saves a lot of heartache too.
Right. So if you you're going up against, there's nothing to fear, except the fact that either you want to face it or you don't. It's really simple. I mean, God gives you free will. You hear the discussion all the time. Okay, ladies and gentlemen out there, you know. Ladies, if you see the right guy or you think he's the right guy, you're going to go after him, okay? Because he's aesthetically appealing, number one. Gentlemen, you're going to see that brick house. You go drop your knees, go get out the flowers, you go do everything because you think that's the right thing for you because it looks good in your eyes, okay? That came ready-made, okay? That's a no-brainer. When that fails, what do you have? Nothing. But the illusion of what it was, okay, in your mind at that time. Okay.
But substance is what is important, right?
Number one, I never knew who I was going to fall in love with and marry. Okay? My wife is beautiful. She's not
a
trophy
wife. Yes, she is. You two are a beautiful couple.
Thank you. She's not a trophy wife. She's sweet. She's down to earth. She's honest. She is the backbone. A lot of rap songs today are all about dissing women. I can't stand them. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you that now. It just is not appealing to me. We shouldn't put down our mother, our sister, our wife, on such degrading circumstances and make a profit off of it. I don't think it's right. Okay? That's just my personal opinion. I'll put it out there on front. If you guys have any questions at any time, you can stop me because I'm not really sure how this was going to work. I've never been a part of it. But now as I live through it, it almost makes me want my own talk show.
That's right. Exactly. Wow.
I mean, this is America. You should be able to experience the good things in life. Well, you don't have time for anything bad in your life to happen, number one.
Yeah,
it'll
good
keep
point.
You out of trouble. Okay. You know, if you have friends that are not so savory, that's okay. Who doesn't have friends that are not so savory? And in these times that we live in, you always have to cross the line a little bit just in order to survive. So I'm not mad at you, as a, but what I have done, and I'll get back to that. I'm just not sure which way to go, but anyway. Online communication.
See, the listeners here, you're filled with so much wealth of information. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't have time to organize this, and believe it or not, yes, folks, I did just wake up again after all these meetings this weekend.
But this is introductory. Yeah. Next Monday, yeah. He's going to go all into everything he's working on.
I'll get a little bit more. I need to know out there, though, callers or audience that's listening, not what you want to hear, But what would you like to understand about what I do? It's about 35 years of experience in information technology. I started off as a humble, I want to just work in the computer room, do it whatever. I moved to Monterey, California, and got a job at what's known as CTV McGraw-Hill. All those old school people remember what a Scantron was. You know those little slips of white paper that you put a number two pencil and bubbled in your answer?
Yes.
You know, I'm a California Testing Bureau of State Statistics, and McGraw-Hill
yes.
was the one who made all your textbooks. Do we remember
wow.
that, ladies and gentlemen? Okay. This is the company I first worked for. Well, coming from UCLA, having a degree, being, well, I don't know how, this is radio, so you can't see me, but please visit my website or Facebook at Alatino D. Brown, okay, whatever that is. I'm sure we'll give you more information on that, and we'll go from there. But when you're surrounded by a group of, technically, I want to be politically correct, but because it was a small town, there was a lot of non-colored type people around, and me being a Italian, Cherokee, Indian, and Creole, I'm light skinned. I got the hair thing going on, and the education. And once again, you already know that I was dressed as a preppy. I do not wear jeans, boots. The big buckles that are probably as big as your ego, that says, wear the cowboy hat, and they don't like Indians because they think they're cowboys. Well, I'm a Cherokee Indian, but number one, we didn't make it too well there. Number two, I'm also Creole, which makes me black. Well, that's two things that they don't like, okay? We knew that off the bat walking in. Two, being highly educated, they really didn't appreciate that. And I'm only about 5'6", okay? So I'm a little short now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not with the Napoleon complex, however. Let me make that clear. But
you're a little taller than France.
I was looked down upon or not looked up to or not even looked at as to be someone to deal with, so they thought. Also, most of my bosses have always been my better customers. I'll let you know that right now, and we'll get into it. So I knew nothing about computers. I just knew I wanted to do something in computers. And I always liked gadgets and toys and blinking lights. And it was just, Twilight Zone, Star Trek, just bring it. I'm all in on it, okay? So they put me in what was known was the print room. That's the room where they print out all the reports to distribute to all the people in the corporate America their reports of whatever they're doing in their department. Not that I understood at that point what was coming out, but I understood the organizational structure and why it was important to put things in the right place. It helps you keep a job, number one. It also gives you a sense of organizational skills. And if you pay close attention to what you do, you start to find out, put faces with it, understand what their positions are, but you have to do the research to find out who the heck you're dealing with and what do they deal with in order to interface with anyone, to be more compatible, so to speak, and more receptive to their needs to help them better so they can help you better. Well, I'm always a people person. Come and talk to me. I'm approachable. So I go on these. The other people that are like, their mothers and fathers work there, and they're big wigs, they don't really take the time. They don't really care. They're going to sit there and get a paycheck because their parents don't want them at home tearing up, smoking weed, drinking beer all over the place, and hoorahing out in the street. And I can understand that. I accept it, but don't throw your stuff off on me. Okay, so as the story goes along, I learned how to run the print from the computers, and they kept me in the print room. Well, okay, for $4.95 an hour, no problem, I'll do it. Those are really bad prices back then for computers. But basically, I was a slave to the computers, and I worked long hours standing on my feet, watching print, correcting things, stuff like that. there was a point in time where I actually learned to control the print flow and the output of the print room to where all the other guys that were supposed to be there were out in the back getting high, and I was running the print room. In fact, read so well that I was able to read in my spare time every IBM technical manual they had in the shop on every component they had in the shop. In addition to the computer room where those tapes that spin around, those big magnetic reel tapes spun around, and the control panel and every code in there to operate them. After 2.5 months, now mind you, they just come a silly whatever they think I am. And, you know, oh, so you from the big city of Los Angeles, what are you doing up here? Learning. Why, what's it to you? that type of attitude. So I started learning the routines, how it was done, how it worked. And in the meantime, in my spare time, reading on every device that was in there and how it worked and why it worked that way.
Okay, so that's a perfect example. That's a perfect example of being self-taught.
Exactly.
You step out on your own and self-motivated and taught.
Yeah. You have to be motivated to actually do that, to even think to do it. But when you're in around a room of a hostile environment and you're used to being around educated people where you match brain against brain, that's one good arena that I used to always excel in. But here I got a bunch of dum-dums that would rather knock my head off than to, you know, go a couple rounds of actual intellectual interchange. So story goes on. I'm there 2 months. 3 months go by, they offer us an opportunity to learn programming while on the job and get college credit for it. Of course, you know, I jumped at this opportunity, folks. they sabotaged me in every possible way on the computer of shredding my homework, rearranging my homework, breaking in. Was it a conspiracy? Hell yes. Did I get upset? Hell yes.
Okay. Tina, I don't want to interrupt you, but one of my friends, I think he was would like to know what kind of programming. What
about
international listeners?
Basic PL1. This was back in 1980. It was PL1 was the language.
Okay. This is an international listener that's overseas asking that question. Because I think he works in the same. Okay. I think he works in the same industry. Okay. He said, okay. He said that's an oldie. Okay. So he's on the same page with you.
1980.
Yeah.
Our time
frame
is 1980 when this happened.
Yeah.
I knew virtually nothing. Learning.
He said yes, indeed. He's listening. He's loving it.
Okay. So basically, you know, they kept. So I pulled out of the class, not because I didn't want to, because I got tired of being harassed. Well, needless to say, that it doesn't take long to look at a hot or a shit. Okay. And by doing so, I analyzed the structure of how the print room works, knew exactly where everything went. I was already admonished by some of my upper peers, wow, you got a really good handle on it. Too bad you can't do this, that, and the other. Why did they have to say that to me? So basically, in order to get recognition, to make a long story short, yes, I learned everything about every component that ever was put in the computer room that they had. I took over the computer room. It's called IPL, your International List of Autonomous, that knows, Initial Micro Load Program. Which is what IPL stands for. This is what a mainframe is taken down and offline to reboot, like you reboot your laptop. Well, to reboot a home mainframe, it takes about 45 minutes as opposed to maybe 4 to 5 minutes to do a laptop or a desktop. So while they took it down and had it offline, of course, being in the central computer room itself and all auxiliaries to the computer room, you're alerted that they're going to take it down in 15 minutes. Well, I had just enough time to slip in there, put in my login, take control of the master terminal from the people that sat there with the tape drives and loaded the programs and were the actual full-fledged computer operators. Mind you, this is 3.5 months into my job at this new company.
Wow.
So when they took the computer down,
So when it was time for training, but when it was time for some training courses, you already knew more than what was taught in training.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, so when that happened, the computer came back, and instead of the master having control of the computer itself,
mm-hmm.
did not go back to them. Guess who it went to?
What?
Me. It
wow.
went to my terminal. So I stole control of operating the whole entire computer system from them to my terminal, which they confined me to. Okay? Pretty good justice, huh? I wasn't finished.
Uh-huh.
They contacted IBM. They had programmers come down. They had everybody. The computer was actually down 4 complete hours, and no one could figure out what happened. They were baffled. So Alatino walks up into the main terminal. When are we going to get this up? I got work to do. You guys are just procrastinating. But like, you think you could do it better? Well, you guys seem to have 4 hours and you haven't done anything. And, of course, I already knew what they didn't know. And I knew that they didn't know how to do it. I said, I would bet anyone in here I could probably do it faster than any of you professionals. And you just, I really get tired of listening to you guys think I don't know anything. You really don't know what I know or who I know
Ooh.
It from or where.
Ooh.
So what you should do is ask for help rather than tell somebody they don't know what's going on. Who are you to tell me what I know or don't know? I think you should give me a chance. And I'll bet
Ooh.
You I'll turn the structure back on in front of all of you. And how are you going to do that? We can even get into the computer system. I said, I'll bet you I can get into it. And about this time, the director of IT walks in, hears the discussion, looks at me and goes, are you really that, I forgot the exact word he used. Are you really that, are you really that sure of yourself that you can come in here and tell everybody in the room, including myself, that you can bring the computer up where we can't? I said, what damage would it do if I did? What would be hurt besides you guys' pride and ego? And they looked at each other. All right, give them a chance. I walked back in the room. I said, power down the computer room. Let's reboot it and do it again. Right? This time when they did, came up in the back room and I took complete control from my console, operated and started it back up and gave it back to them. I walked through. Of course, the first question is, and the first thing that they wanted to do is get rid of the crazy ass. But then they realized something. How could you do that and stump all of us and we should have known that from the very beginning when we had no console to stump? Well, gee, it told you right there. No master terminal operator designated on this terminal. That first message. All of you guys have these books. You see these books that are back here? The volumes and volumes I read? That's how I know. You guys didn't know what you were looking for, and you get paid the big bucks. That's why I know I'm going to make the big bucks. Long story ended. Yes, I wound up keeping my job, working all 3 shifts. Every one of my shift instructors fell in love with me, regardless of what you look like or what you are or your education or how you carried yourself. Everybody became my friend after that. From that day forward, I never let anything stand in my way of learning it for myself. Once
wow.
I know it, I can show it. I teach. I do everything. I taught computer science. In fact, the computer schools back in the late 80s, Computer Learning Center, all due respect, my hat's off to them. I love you. You paid me. But you don't teach the kids the right things for what they learn. And the way you take the money from them to run your business is I don't agree with. I could teach you more in 3 days with me in what I guess is now defined as a boot camp than anybody else. 35 years experience, I've learned not only how to do it, but a more effective way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And in a lot of respects, I didn't understand a lot about it, because I was always constantly learning and in demand, I didn't actually know, I didn't have what was known as foresight. I opened my eyes every day and went to work site. I didn't realize the things that I was exposed to, the knowledge I had, and how they grew me in corporate America to resolve problems and expedite answers. By doing so, and by doing what I do naturally, which is fix and repair, make sure everything is bright and rosy. Of course, then everybody loves you because the stuff is working. When it's not working, you're not very well liked, obviously. But when I devised a method of doing things and they started copying me, I actually designed myself out of my own position.
Wow. No way.
Okay. There was a time, and I'm sure your international caller will know what I'm talking about, you always had one technician per 1,000 corporate users. With the advent of technology and as it came into being, you had somebody that sat there as an administrator of all the network, and they could just load a program from their terminal and force feed it to thousands of terminals automatically, which upgraded the usage. Of course, if a computer broke down, you still had to go in there and replace the hard drive, the memory, or whatever. So we still had a demand niche. But as they network administrators came in, it had pushed out the technicians, the actual trench people who got in there, diagnosed what was wrong with your computer, and repaired it on site. And for about 6 years, pickings for jobs were real slow. This is about the time I came up and created Online Communications Plus. I'm sure all your viewers that are in the 50 category like me watch the show called Miami Vice. Where you
Oh,
had,
yeah.
You know, okay. Well, it was a running joke because, see, I would go to work at 8 o'clock in the morning and was supposed to get off at 5. Funny that. I never saw that in corporate America in 30 years. I go to work at 8:60. I would get off to the next day, 3 days later, 4 days, depending upon what they call. So I never worked a 9 to 5. Well, I don't know what 9 to 5 is. I've heard it exist, but it never happens to me. But in the show Miami Vice, you have a brother and you have his homie. And what they did was went around and found the bad guys. Well, what we did in Network Vice was my buddies and I would go out and troubleshoot computers all day. After 12 hours on your feet running around solving problems, you had to have a little bit of humor. And you had to kid with the secretaries there, who you're trying to desperately get their computer up because their boss is some big muckety-muck and he don't play. So, you know, you live within these confines, but you find ways to escape and have a little bit of humor and fun. And people who know that what you're capable of doing, they recognize talent. They begin to understand you don't kill your technician. Whatever your technician wants, you give it to him. And you'll have a friend for life. Okay, same philosophy carries over to online communication. I will always give you more help than you probably would ever need. But the whole thing is, I get tired of people just waiting for me to do it. Learn what I'm doing so you can troubleshoot it yourself, and you won't have to pay me another $100 in 6 weeks to come back and fix it. You'll be astute enough to learn. So not only do I come and repair, but I try to help you understand what went wrong, so you can troubleshoot, because there's a 1,000 more people out there that want me to help them, you know. But I don't want to babysit you. I want to empower you to be able to fix your own, or at least troubleshoot it, to where if there's something above you and I can see that, you can explain it to me and I can fix it over the phone. So it's all about empowering people to learn what's going on rather than throw their hands in the air and, you know, not do anything but pay money for nothing. I don't want to take your money if I don't have to. But you have to understand, there's very few people out there like me in this business who can afford to charge you $100 an hour but give you $500 worth of service. They would rather take their money up front and know that you're going to come back next week and won't tell you that. They won't empower you because they can milk you. It's almost as bad as a car repair man. Okay? It's the same thing. Mm-hmm. But there's some of us that are credible and some of us that are willing to help you, because there's enough work out there for all of us. At Online Communications Today, I've taken that same philosophy and created Cyber University. Cyber University is an online training campus of all types of IT A-plus certification, so you can prepare. Network Plus certification, so you can become a network technician.
Mm-hmm.
Anything in my field or the IT field, you can get certified right there online. Yes, you can.
Wow.
And do it right there
online. One of my male BFFs is an IT recruiter in Dallas. You probably seen pictures of him when I was in Dallas as an IT recruiter. Yeah,
okay.
Wow.
I did that also. I was hired as an IT recruiter because I could actually interview them and find out if they were bullshitting or not. So, this job, it's usually always the same type of work, but it's never a dull moment in my life of resolving problems. Your problems are my meal ticket to success. I look at it like that. I love making people smile when their computer's up and running. It's not that I don't want the money. It's just I like to see smile first and then the check. That means you're going to call me again. That means I'm going to
get you love. Money. So you love what you're doing, you know. So, wow, you're living that life of loving what you do.
Pretty much. Yes. And now... After 25 years of owning online communities, not only have we branched out on the Internet as far as wanting to teach people, but I had my nephew who was 15 years old and very gifted young man. I'm very proud to say not only was he a straight-A student, he was a three-sport champion, basketball, baseball, and football.
Wow. Yeah, congratulations to him.
I know you're proud.
Yes.
I know you're proud. Oh, yeah. Four-year scholarship through the college of his choice. And he died of leukemia last year. So, basically, we started a fund for kids who have the problem of having cancer. Nonprofit organizations putting laptops, desktops, and computers, used computers that they can use to communicate with friends and to share their experiences. Excuse me for a moment. It still brings a tear to my eye.
Okay. Now, look, our live stream is going to stop, listeners, in 50 seconds, but the show will continue on for another 15, 30 minutes. But next Monday, Mr. Elatino Brown will be with us, and you all call in and ask questions and talk with us on next Monday. And I'm going to start promoting the show next Monday. Elatino will be sharing a promo with all of his friends and staffers, and I'll be sharing it with, of course, the listeners and all those I network with. And you can contact him on Facebook. I don't also at Elatino Brown, and also join the various Facebook groups.
Let me wrap it up now that I can go story to story, but I wasn't sure how this was gonna work. But I didn't want to interrupt you.
I just wanted to let those that wanted to call in know that the live streaming was stopping. But continue on talking. You still have time to talk and let us know what we can look forward to on next Monday.
Really? I want you guys to go out and explore this week. And on next Monday, it's like a homework assignment. Okay?
Exactly. That's what I love.
Because next week for us at Online is very, very, oh my goodness, it's so blessed. I help co-create a site called the Divine Spiritual Connection. I want everyone to go there. Write this down once again. And Bethany, please, all this week, any other show that you have, I want the word PATH, DivineSpiritualConnection.com. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Repeat that, please.
Divine spiritual connection.
Okay, Divine Spiritual Connection.
.com.
.com.
There you go. www.divinespiritualconnection.com. All one word, right across the screen. For all
okay.
those who visit that site, I want you to create a fan page. It is all free. Yes, free. God said give this to all his subjects. It's free. Go in. Sign up with your Facebook. Just click the Facebook. The rest is all automated. And fill out your profile page. Okay? This is what I have dubbed Cyber Chapel, where you can actually get God on your cell phone.
Okay, this
okay.
is what you were telling me about on Friday, because I was
That's
like, well,
correct.
What about, yeah, you have a, like, you also, well, you're talking about Cyber Chapel, but then it's Cyber University, which you had talked about earlier. Okay,
right.
Well, I'm going to be quiet. We're talking about
Cyber Maniac team. They call me Cyber Maniac, okay? Well, everything I do, quote, unquote, in cyberspace, we were talking about that today, and everybody is like, why is everything in your life cyber? Well, I am a cyber citizen. I live at basically on the internet. So that's why. And it makes it easier for me to keep track of what I'm doing and the activity. But Cyber Chapel is a place where you can do prayer requests, fellowship with your other
Amen.
Friends. It is, you can upload your spiritual sayings. People can send you spiritual sayings. Places to get motivation, enlightenment.
Don't be surprised when you see an influx of new members today coming from the listeners of Culture Shock. Because we are always praying for one another.
This is why it's there. Okay, TD Jakes and all the big TDN ministries that they have out there, you know, they're great, but they're controlled by a mega giant. This is a website that I co-designed from my friend Roderick Taylor from Atlanta, Georgia. He flew all the way out last June for me to help create the site, okay, to make his dream of a Christian social network come to life. I accept it. This is the end result. Everybody, we want to use it, okay? Divine Spiritual Connection. I mean,
DivineSpiritualConnection.com.
Exactly. That's it.
Okay.
And go there. Get a page. Tell them I sent you. Okay? All this week, reach out to all your friend base. If your Facebook done, I know Facebook doesn't pay you to have 5,000 people in five pages of 5,000 people. If you really never really knew, you don't know those people. But it's good you made
To be honest. To be honest, a lot of my 5,000 friends I do know, but I know what you're saying. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I make no bones about this, listeners. I have 1,100 friends on my Facebook page, as popular as I am. But it's not.
And talk about what you talked about recently. About it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality.
It's not about the quantity of friends you have on Facebook. It's the quality that they possess, that they have, that makes them worth being your Facebook friend.
And that's a good point, because I have two. I have the one with my pseudonym name, and I have one with my actual name. And the one on my with my actual name, it's a smaller, like, I have a little under 2,000 friends, but we have the most intimate conversations. So non-celebrities, all over the place, and everybody, regardless, opens up about their life regarding beauty, grooming, entertainment, their businesses. People are so open. So I know what you're saying. Just looking at my two pages, it seems like the smaller group is very personable. It really opens up, and even celebrities, you know, they open up about themselves on that page, especially.
Right. And it's good to know that you have a quality of friendship. But what I'm challenging you all now on, let's find out who our friends are next week. Everybody that you know, send a link to them after you register your page at Divine Spiritual Connection, and see how many people join you. See how many people want to learn more about God. see how many people are willing to not only step up, but stand out as a supporter. Find out who your true friends are. Find out who has what it takes inside to make it. Those are people you want with you.
And new and old friends. Don't underestimate your new friends. There are new friends that do amazing things in my life that friends I thought had my back through thick and thin did not.
Uh-huh.
You know, and sometimes you'll think, well, you haven't known this person a long time. How is this? But then so supportive. I'm talking about on and offline business contacts or friends, you know, because your wife is a witness to you and I's friendship, working relationship on Facebook. I mean, my goodness, we have been effectively networking with one another, and it has been amazing. I'm appreciative of spouses who allow their spouses, if it's men or women, to really work and follow, you know, God's guidance.
Well, that's it. I mean, if you do it with the best of intentions, your outcome has to be best. It has to be good. I mean,
yes.
If you do it with any negativity, you're going to fail. If you have any reservations or doubt in yourself, you will fail. Okay? It's going to happen. What we do it online, even if you just need somebody to tell your story to, we'll even listen to that to find out how we can help you. So in designing the Divine Spiritual Connection website, I kept that in mind. To me, online communication's flagship Christian social networking site was the foundation of why right now you can't get on the online communication website, because we're redoing it with the advent of the cyberspace that you want to tell everybody about.
Great. Because that's why I'm trying my best to be quiet, because we want to know what's going on with that.
I'm going to give you a little tidbit on cyberspace. Ladies and gentlemen, please register for Divine Spiritual Connection. Please visit Bethany online on her Facebook. My picture is there. You can friend me from her page. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you a bunch of stuff to remember, just concepts. Take it and run with it. I'm on her page. She'll give you the link.
And Latino, just like I welcome everybody to post positive, good things on my wall, Latino is always posting the good works that he does, that he and his staff does on my page.
So it's not hard to find me, guys. It's an open book. Okay? But most of all, understand it now, as we're beginning to grow into cyberspace, what online communications has done to cyberspace is taken it to the level of Facebook and beyond. We will evolve the first business-to-business, private, members-only, elite social network. Yes, folks, I'm sorry. It's not free. Yes, you have to pay. But here, keep this in mind. Are you going to let Zuckerberg control your destiny to be powerful and be empowered? Or would you rather join us on a power base where there are hundreds of thousands in the wings waiting to become cyber citizens? Consider it like you live here and you pay taxes, okay? You pay taxes to live in America. Okay, well, you're going to pay a little bit to get something, but you get what you pay for with us and a whole lot more, because we can take you to places that you never dreamed of even seeing. My team, I thought I was smart, but I just found out in the last 4 days, my team is just as smart as I am, which is really scary. But they still look at me for guidance because I have the vision.
Well, I always hear, I always hear that you surround yourself around people who are smarter than you. You know, that is always a good thing.
I love to be challenged. I don't deny it. But I can never see my full potential unless I surround myself with people of higher potential or other potential that I don't know of.
And people that are down to earth and don't mind that. Yeah, and especially people that are down to earth, because there are those that, oh, my God, are holier than thou.
Yeah. So it's just like Michael Jackson and I forget from the Beatles when they said we are the world. When they and Michael Jackson is the inspiration to me, don't get me wrong. Having something like that, to be able to have that many fans, I want a loyal fan base like Michael Jackson. I really do. I'm not going to deny it. But I don't want it for my ego or self-pride. I want to be able to say I was able to help them. Okay?
Exactly.
To make a difference in their life. To get rid of all the confusion, the doubt, and this dumbing down of America by sitting there text messaging all day long. Don't you, and we'll get into this more. I have a company that's willing to give free cellular service for life. For life. How many friends do you know right now that pay $60 a month? How many families do you know that pay $300 for a family of four or more for cell phone service on a family plan that are locked into a contract? Huh? It's quiet out there.
I don't know, because I don't really get into people, ask people about that.
Well, no. I'm saying this to say this. There's a lot of unemployment out there. People talking about I can't find a job. To become a member of our elite network, we give you a job. We give you an American Express card. We give you the opportunity to utilize all of the Google services to get out there and do it. But really, it boils down to you and 30 days. When you sign up with us, there's a commitment to make yourself better. We give you the tools. We have strategic alliances with companies that are looking for people who are willing to step up and stand out, okay?
You're telling me something about, what was that about American Express?
American Express, okay, people are always unsure of how they're going to pay things, or will they steal my identity, will they do all that? Yeah, okay, we made it really simple, and that's why we charge for what we do, because we are that good. And because I've taken the time to align myself with nothing but winners, especially in the global arena for competition. American Express is known worldwide. Their motto, which I wanted to use so bad, but, there's infringement and copyright. So what did I do? I invited them to come with me. It's easier. Membership has its privileges. And, oh, my God, do we have privileges? You can go to the store and spend $500. Okay, the person in front of you can spend $500. You can have that same item that they have in front of you where they pay five. You'll only pay something like what, $450. You get a 10% discount on all online purchases made on or offline. Come on, you got American Express. They got American Express card. You're in Beverly Hills. They're in Beverly Hills. You're getting a 10% discount on the spot. No matter what item was on sale or otherwise. Okay?
Okay.
We empower you to come to us. We even pay for you to bring people into the membership itself as another means of avenue, so you have avenues of income. So you're not going to be broke with us. God has given me too much for me not to give back to you. That was what my prayer was in going into business, to give you more than you could ever pay for. To be blessed abundantly. My cup's runneth over. I'm giving away like nothing, okay? But these alliances cost me money to get out there and hobnob, to be politically correct, to deal with the corporate. Not only, I'm not dealing with just the people that work at American Express. We're talking way up the chain. I'm a CIO of online communications. I will not deal with anybody less than a CEO. Okay, why do I command that? Because I demand my respect for where I am. They see where I am. They see I have 1.5 million people behind me on Google Plus. If you go to my website, which Bethany will tell you and testify.
I don't think you and I. I'm on Google Plus. I don't know if we network on Google Plus.
We don't.
I'm on Google Plus because I Googled out the show on Google Plus. And so I promote the show on Google Plus.
Okay, guess what? We're going to hook up and redo yourself. Wait, now that I know you're on Google Plus, it's about to be off the show.
Because I promote the show. I just recently really started, in summertime, really start promoting it on Google Plus. You know, we had like a whole Blog Talk Radio. We have Blog Talk Radio University, and we had a class. So, excuse me, I'm sneezing. I don't have a cold. But we, what's his name? Guy Kawasaki? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, Guy Kawasaki. Okay, so he was like special guest of one of our Blog Talk Radio University classes. And teaching us how to really effectively network on Google Plus. So after that class with him, it's when I started networking the show, really promoting the show on Google Plus.
Well,
and my other blogs too.
I'm sorry, Bethany, let me explain to you why I haven't turned everybody on to Google Plus. There's two reasons. If you live on Facebook, you have no idea that Google Plus even exists.
I really got into Google Plus when it first was introduced, and then I got into it really because Mark Cuban was praising it like crazy, and so that's when I was like, you know. And then one of my friends, successful business friends in Dallas, she invited me to be a guest on one of her hangouts. So I'm like, this Google Plus is like amazing.
Okay. This brings me to my next point for next week. The Divine Spiritual Connections first. Go friend me through Bethany. We'll see how many people out there are really ready to do what I call networking. We're super.
Mm-hmm.
We're networking on steroids. Okay.
Those people that you connect with on Google Plus need to hear the show too.
Oh no. Well, that's true too, because the base on my Google Plus is off the chain. And here's what happens when you plant seeds in a garden and walk away and forget that it's – not forget. Forget is not the proper term. To be actively involved in it when you're so entrenched with Facebook, okay? Facebook is a planet. Google Plus is a universe. It really, really is. It is the most powerful global tool that we have. It's not competing with Facebook. It's very complex. It's not the easiest networking thing to learn right away. Even for me, it took a moment. But the incredible things that Google Plus has to offer and the fact that you can do it on your cell phone is off the chain. Which, by the way, is my next point. And I want you to be one of the first people to try my new app. Yes, I write apps, guys. We do everything at online. There's nothing I don't think we do. Or there's not one piece of anything in the planet that has a computer connection that we don't touch. Hence, therefore, we called it online communication. Because if we communicate with it, we touch it. Therefore, we are part of it. So you should come to see us first because we touch everything. Okay, number one. When you do the hangout, you're only allowed up to 16 people to interactively share that hangout. After my weekend retreat with my brain trust, as we call it, we have ideas that pop out of our mouths every 15 seconds, and it's more like who comes up with the best idea in the next hour? How many good ideas can you come up with the next hour? And then we sit around those hours after we come up with it and narrow it down to how we can implement it easily. Okay. Now we've found out by registering and getting everybody's Gmail address, which in order to do Google Plus, you must have. To join our network, you must have. To get the apps that we run, you must have a Gmail account. Plain and simple. Now it's like this. I can get on my cell phone with a forward-facing camera, and I can talk to anybody that's a member at one time, one call, one to a million of my fans at the same time, and they get to see my video live from my cell phone. No longer need a server, no longer. That is technology in the making. That just is off the chain. Our programming department is now having to go to work for the next 2 months to come up with fix some of the ideas and applicate the things to an app for the cell phone now because of the new technology.
Wow. This, well, we do need to start wrapping it up. So wrapping it up, let us know what we'll be talking about on next Monday. Because if we don't wrap it up, the show is going to end abruptly, and I want you to finish your thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, test your knowledge. Go friend me from Bethany. I'll take you to cyberspace. We'll talk. Subscribe to not only my site, but then I'll get you to cyberspace. Subscribe to that as well. Put it in your news feed. I will keep you abreast. Send you videos, the whole shot. Thank you very much for having me, Bethany. I appreciate everything. Ladies and gentlemen, technology is moving. Get in line and let's get on it. Talk to you later. Thank you so much, and I'll be more prepared next week. Bethany, thank you.
Oh, well,
you were
prepared. Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. You were definitely prepared. And then also, this is inauguration and Martin Luther King Day. So, I have a few minutes to make closing remarks about that. Do you want to share any thoughts regarding Martin Luther King holiday and the inauguration?
I want to tell everybody, when you sign in, you will see that Barack Obama, my good friend, and Michelle Nicholas Uhura from Star Trek, and I are all Trekkies. I'm going to tell
and
you.
And then the mayor of L.A., I have the picture posted on the promo. One of my favorite politicians that I love to network with. And he's also good friends with my inspiration, David Harrison Levy, mayor of L.A. also. Yeah,
we're all Trekkies. So when you come aboard the Starship Cyberspace, be prepared to learn a lot more in 5 days than you've learned in the last 15 years of technology. We're going to show you how to use technology to your advantage. We're going to take you to the next level. Okay?
Exactly.
Stick with Bethany. Stick with technology. It's not going to go away, and you can't hide from it. If you do, it's going to pass you by and roll you over and toss you.
Wow, don't want to miss opportunities. But thank you, because I wanted a better understanding, and I know you're going to do our homework.
It's going to take a while.
And we'll better understand on Monday too.
Right.
Because, you know, those of us that don't really live in the computer world, it kind of like, okay, what's what? What?
I'm always here for you to talk to. Don't worry about it. I will spend time and show you guys how to do it. You do have a friend in cyberspace. I'm so glad to see that Barack is running for an unprecedented second term. Like he made history, we too are getting ready to make history. And we do have presidential blessings at this point. I'll tell you that much. Bethany, I'll be in touch with some of the other top secret stuff that you can announce later.
Okay. And you all can friend him at Alatino, at Facebook on Alatino Brown, and then you can go from there connecting with him on Google+ and learning more about the various businesses. But he will be returning on next Monday. And I'm telling you, we always get callers from your area, like in the chat room, talking to international listeners. Mm-hmm. Have a strong listening audience from the UK and Australia. So you'll be hearing from people from all around the world, just those that listen to the show.
I do want to get to Sydney because I have a very good friend there that I'm coming to see. So I will be coming to Sydney. I don't know when. God only knows when he's going to see me there. But if you have any listeners in the UK, I'm dying to take a walkabout.
Exactly. A lot of listeners in Sydney. So what's up, Sydney?
Okay.
So he's coming
soon. I just want to see all of Australia.
Yeah. Well, cool. Well, thank you so much. It's been very good and informative. And, and keep us abreast, because you were telling me a lot about different projects you all were working on yesterday, filming and all that good stuff.
Okay. What was that again?
Okay. Okay. I was just saying you were talking about filming was going on yesterday and all that. But again, we appreciate you for sharing so much information, and we're digesting all of this in, and we're looking forward to you're right. It's then part two would be good too.
It's all about understanding and dealing. That's it. It life is simple. Okay?
Yeah.
Everyone needs
okay.
time. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
You guys
well,
have a
thank you.
And prosperous week. Okay?
Okay. You too, and best wishes to you and your team.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good
okay,
one.
You're bye. Welcome. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that was amazing. That was Mr. Alatino Brown, Online Plus Communications, based in Los Angeles, California. And he will be returning next Monday to talk with us more. And you all see what I meant, why he just filled with a wealth of information. And oh, my God, I'm like, okay, you got to tell the listeners all of this good stuff. I like to relay information, but I thought it was best for you guys to finally hear from his mouth what actually is going on, you know? So, wow. So, again, thank you to Mr. Alatino Brown and his family and his staffers and the city of Los Angeles also for their support. It's so amazing. Thank you, listeners, also. So this is time is it's almost time for the show to conclude. But I really thank you all for tuning in this morning for Motivating Monday. And remember, I am really gung-ho into Walk Off the Weight book and journal. I'm really, you know, I've been sharing information from that book from September and also talking about other books. But I'm really, like, following the direction of the books now, literally. I know some of you probably was wondering, but I'm literally reading and this week begin documenting in my journal, because that's the best way to live healthier. You know, for those that would like me that want to drop some pounds, and those that just want to upgrade their fitness program, right? So this has been amazing. So now it's time to conclude the show, but I'm going to talk a little bit more with the time left regarding the inauguration and the celebration of Martin Luther King's birthday. Yes. So, again, wow. I think I'm going to play some Morris Mills. My dear friend Morris Mills, To Be Loved is the song.
yes, yes, yes. Okay, check this out. This is like one of my profiles, like my main, like background profile cover. It says, be yourself, accept yourself, value yourself, forgive yourself, bless yourself, express yourself, trust yourself, love yourself, empower yourself. That is what my profile picture is, the background profile picture is on my Beth Mark Girl Rep page. Bethany Mark Rep Williams, you can friend me there on Facebook and subscribe to both my Facebook pages if you don't, because I have 5,000 friends or more on my synonym name, Miss Beth Nelson. And I also like my fan page, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Just search Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And also be sure to like, if you haven't already and you're a big supporter of Prince or would like to know more about Prince, be sure to like the page entitled Hollywood Walk of Fame Star for Prince Purple Love Bazaar campaign. Okay, be sure to like that page and to share positive, fun, you know, comments and images regarding Prince and his proteges in Minneapolis Sound. Again, that page is called Hollywood Walk of Fame Star for Prince Purple Love Bazaar campaign, okay? Because all in fun and serious support in Prince getting nominated real soon, like this year, and accepting that nomination to receive Hollywood Walk of Fame Star. You know, he was inducted into the to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2004, but he has yet received his star, just like Kiss has not been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So wow, so he will be honored in May on May the 19th by the Billboard Awards live on ABC regarding his work. And he's been working good and hard since the 70s, right? And he has a birthday coming up in June or June the 7th. So just wanted to thank you and remind you about how you can friend me and subscribe to my pages and all that good stuff. And I love networking on Tumblr. And I guess back in August, I finally joined Instagram. And I love Pinterest and also on Google+ and Twitter, and I like networking with you guys. So thank you, and thank you for supporting the show and listening also.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air, we're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom, and I'm a face of influenza. Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated. Visit
facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
Hola, soy Thalía. Muchos de ustedes me conocen como actriz, cantante y artista, pero mi papel más importante es el de ser mamá. March of Dimes me ayudó con excelente información durante mi embarazo. Cada año más de 500,000 de bebés nacen muy temprano y sufren serios problemas de salud de por vida. Yo apoyo a March of Dimes porque deseo ayudar a que esto cambie. Ayude a combatir el nacimiento prematuro. Visite nacersano.org.
Hi, I'm Sean Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com. Thank you.
and Ada Finiel, Wild at Heart, Focast Remix. That's all friends from SoundCloud, so check more of their music out, okay? So it's amazing. Remember, this morning, inauguration, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Check this out. Love it, love it. Here's True God, who will be returning soon to talk with us.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, be lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hawks and engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart's been interfering. Makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11 to Damina. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. For a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
anymore.
Way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
We just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. We just
everything.
Dreaming for a better day, another way. Product of my environment, workers seeking retirement. No social security, open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters. Just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you, would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan? With knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Better day, another way. And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
Also, and doing all good and healthy things. I know you're sticking to your resolutions. I have all, you know, of course, I have professional resolutions and goals, and like many of you do too. And, you know, adjusting my attitude, that goal has been working. And it's like the attitude as in the way I self-talk myself, self-talk to myself and speak, talk in more positive terms, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So, again, thank you for your love and for your continued support. Happy MLK birthday. Happy inauguration day. I'm super excited. Remember, you can, if you can't check out, if you're not there in person like me in D.C., check it out on your tube and online also at White House Gov, WHGov, most definitely. Let's see. It's almost time to close out and end the show. Here's some Austin Brown.
Now my heart is getting critical. She makes me change my whole world so we can stay by each other. Now I'm calling you, but it's not enough. Where were you when I needed you? Where were you when I needed you most? Roller coaster, she makes me.